60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we do that, it's very important that we set the right mood to start off the show today.
Okay. I like mood
Turn
setting.
Down the lights a little bit. That's nice. And get out the silk microphone covers.
Whoa.
It's been a while since we busted those out. Plug in the chocolate fountain.
I love
yes!
the chocolate fountain.
Let's do that.
Why you guys won't let me swim in it, I don't know.
Well, today, it's time to be sexy because it's National Saxophone Day.
Know this, but I used to play the saxophone.
No, you
really?
Yes, I did. Alto sax, baby.
Wow. Well, then you should have your saxophone in studio right now because it commemorates the birthday of Adolph Sax, the inventor of the sexiest instrument in the high school band,
really
the saxophone.
Is. I'm telling
and
you.
To celebrate, you're supposed to get out your saxophone and play the drippiest, jazziest tune you know.
I always felt like I could bully other kids in the band because I played the saxophone and it was cooler than like the flute.
You're like bullying
oh, for
the
sure.
Yeah,
player.
I mean the only person you can't bully is the drummer because drummers are always inherently cooler than everybody else.
No matter what, the drummer's the coolest, but the saxophone is the sexiest.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And if you don't play the saxophone, you can just listen to all 18 of Kenny G's albums back to back to back today. Get the job done. But it gets better because not only is it National Saxophone Day, it's also National Nacho Day.
Oh, my God.
So there's a lot going on today.
It's like an endless celebration today.
Is it a national holiday?
Oh, why are we at work?
Yeah. The sexiest instrument and the sexiest snack food have finally teamed up for one perfect day. So get out your John Coltrane CDs and start heating up some nachos.
Yeah.
It's time to get weird.
Yeah. That combination is weird.
All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day now. Young Jeffrey has come in studio without a hat full of names today. I'll tell you why in just a second. He's going to ask us a trivia question, and whoever has a shock caller on, if they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Why isn't Jeff bringing in a hat? Well, it's because we've done hundreds of shock caller questions. But one person who has never tried it, our intern Oscar.
Oh!
Hey, everybody.
And this morning, Oscar said he really wants to play the shock caller question of the day.
Wow!
Why, Oscar?
Well, today Jeffrey was the only one who did not compliment me on how well I dress, so I look forward to getting him, like, shocked. So
oh,
it's gonna be
great. You think you're going to get it right?
Absolutely.
Oh, oh, that's so cute.
That's so hard.
Okay.
So Oscar's going to wear the shock collar today, and he's going to attempt to answer the question.
Okay.
And
put it on.
Remember, our job is to help Oscar not get shocked, but I have a feeling that Oscar will probably receive a shock.
I think he was just alarmed that it actually is a large dog shock collar with two metal prongs that go straight into your neck.
Yeah, it's kind of
How's that feel,
Oscar?
Does it feel good?
No, it's poking me a little bit, but it's okay. I won't be wearing it for long.
In other words, you like it. I know.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, now that Oscar's got the shock collar on, please read Oscar the shock collar question of the day.
Since the 1950s, the Nielsen ratings have determined the most watched television programs in the country. At the end of each year, there's always one show that takes the top spot with the highest rating. For example, for 4 years, I Love Lucy was the number one show. In the 70s, All in the Family claimed the top spot for 5 years. And NBC's Sunday Night Football has been number one for the last 5 years as well. But there's one very famous TV show that holds the all-time record. It was able to score the highest Nielsen rating for 8 consecutive seasons, the most by far. What TV show was it?
Man, you don't even give us a decade on that
one.
Wow. No, not at all.
Well, so maybe it's because it's a really legendary show. We don't need a decade.
What's your initial thought, Oscar?
Well, I don't know. I'm just honestly trying to think about why this is even necessary, but
what's necessary? Question is necessary.
Why the Nielsen family? Isn't TV shows just supposed to be like, oh, here it is, it's super fun?
No,
no?
Oh. Yeah, no. It's all about making money.
It's all about making money.
In order to charge people correctly of how much advertising, you have to know how many people are watching you.
Oh, okay.
I do think you wrote a new tagline for one of the networks. Like, NBC, here it is, super fun.
Yeah. Necessary.
So 1950s. Or is this just in the past decade? Oh, it's or?
Whenever. Oh, boy.
Okay, Jeff, why don't you
be
read the question?
From Gilligan's Island to NCIS.
Look, the Nielsen ratings have determined the most watched television programs in the country. There's always one show that takes the top spot at the end of the year, but there's one famous TV show that holds the record that had the highest Nielsen rating for 8 consecutive seasons, the most by far. What TV show was it? And this show was on the air within the last 25 years.
Okay, that's a good tip.
25 years.
So you got to think of a show that was like a phenomenon, like American Idol, right?
Yeah.
So American Idol like took the country by storm and everybody was talking about it. But I don't think it held its popularity for 8 years strong.
And I don't think so.
Do you watch a lot of TV, Oscar?
I do, actually. Right off the bat, I'm starting to think maybe The Simpsons or...
That's good.
No, it's too... Like,
but
too
not
niche.
Number one.
Like, there's not a, it's too small. Like, NCIS is always, or any of those.
Yeah. I would say Friends, but I don't know for 8 seasons if they could have done that. Or, like, ER. You got to think of these huge
ER would be good.
That had tons of seasons. Oh, yeah.
Or
right?
Seinfeld, or.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy is still on.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy. I mean, that's not bad, Jubal. People still love that show, and it's been on for like 25 years, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I actually like that guess, Jubal. I mean,
thanks,
you're pretty smart,
Oscar.
So I kind of trust you.
Okay, you shouldn't do that. But...
Wow.
Yeah.
Oscar, wow.
Is that what you want to go with, Grey's Anatomy?
I think I'm going to go with Grey's Anatomy, actually.
Okay.
I'm getting shocked.
Since the 1950s, the Nielsen ratings have determined the most watched TV shows in America every single year. I Love Lucy was number one for 4 seasons. All in the Family did it 5 times. But there's one famous TV show that had the highest Nielsen rating for 8 seasons in a row, more than any other program ever. It happened from 2003 until 2011 when... The country was first obsessed with the reality singing competition, American Idol.
Oh,
I love
no,
American
Brooke
Idol.
Was right. Oh, man.
I'm so sorry, Brooke. I'll never tell you again.
Don't apologize to me. You're the one getting shocked, Oscar.
All right, Oscar.
Oh, my God.
You got it wrong, and somebody on the text board wanted to hear Sam Smith, okay. Stay With Me, so here's the lyrics for that, and you can sing whenever you're ready, and then we'll shock you.
Turning it on, Oscar.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
Oscar's,
already.
Like, freaking out over there.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Start singing.
Okay. So. Oh, won't you stay?
There you go.
I was not expecting it so early.
What do you think, Oscar?
It feels really, really, really weird. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, pop rock's going all around my neck.
Okay.
You want to keep it on all day, or you want to take it off?
Okay. You'll mess with me way too much.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh. All right. Your phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes. Moving 92.5.